On Fridays, we focus on your money. And today, real estate. This week, one of the world's biggest banks announced it's setting aside an extra $1.8 billion to cover bad loans. Those are loans that people are late in paying or can't pay back at all. In fact, more Americans are falling behind on their mortgages than at any time in the last 5 years. This rise in loan defaults is catching lenders by surprise at a time when the economy and employment are still seen as relatively strong. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Dolores King has owned her home on Chicago's South Side for almost 36 years. But the retired office administrator is in danger of losing that home because she can't keep up with her mortgage payments. King refinanced 2 years ago at the urging of a telemarketer and unwittingly signed up for an exotic adjustable mortgage. At first, her payments were manageable, $832 a month, but within 2 years, the monthly bill had soared to almost $1,500, more than her entire income from Social Security, a small pension, and her part-time job as a foster grandmother.
I have heard about mortgages that adjust once a year. I knew that the payment could go up little by little, but I had no idea it would explode the way it has in just 2 years.
Some investors who've bankrolled mortgages have also been caught off guard, as the number of homeowners defaulting on their monthly payments has increased. Defaults have risen especially sharply among so-called subprime borrowers who have less than stellar credit. In recent years, investors have snapped up subprime loans because of their higher-than-average interest rates. This week, the banking giant HSBC said it had gone too far in that direction and that subprime defaults were running higher than expected. CEO Martin Eakes of the Center for Responsible Lending suggests investors themselves are partly to blame because they've created perverse incentives for lenders and mortgage brokers to make overly risky loans.
It used to be that a local bank or a savings and loan would make a home loan to a borrower, and they would hold that loan on their books until it was paid off. If the lender made a bad loan, the loss would be suffered by both the lender and by the borrower. In essence, they were both in the same boat together.
Today, many mortgages are crafted not by banks, but by brokers. And instead of sitting in a bank's own portfolio, most loans are resold, either to bigger banks like HSBC or on Wall Street. That has some big advantages. The huge supply of Wall Street money has made home loans more widely available. But Eek says it's also allowed bankers and brokers to be less cautious in making home loans, since by the time any loans go bad, they'll be someone else's responsibility.
Brokers and subprime lenders are not bad people, but their financial incentives are different than what we saw just 20 years ago. Now, their financial incentives are to close as many loans as possible, as fast as possible, regardless of risk. Whether the borrower can repay the loan is really not of their financial concern.
Eakes wants to make it their concern. He told the Senate Banking Committee this week, banks and brokers should be required to make certain that borrowers can repay a home loan in full, not just the artificially low teaser payments. He also says mortgage brokers should be required to act in the best interest of their clients, just like stockbrokers, lawyers, and real estate agents. Chief Economist Doug Duncan of the Mortgage Bankers Association argues there's no need for new regulation since mortgage defaults are not threatening the overall economy. Duncan admits many of the risky loan types made popular in recent years have not been widely tested, but he says the market will adjust on its own.
As in any market, when you expand product offerings, you can learn some things. And so we're in the learning phase. If you set a regulation that says you can't do that, you'll never know.
Banking giant HSBC says it's already getting choosier about the loans it buys, and other investors are also pushing banks and brokers to be more careful in the loans they make. For homeowners like Dolores King, however, investors' newfound caution may have come too late. Scott Horsley, NPR News.